This is the season of You Talk Show, where putting yourself first is always in season. Life is bound to suck at times, and that is why I made this space where you can learn tips and tricks to navigate the suck. In this space, we honor and grow through seasons of singleness, seasons of sadness, seasons of celebration, seasons of hope, and also seasons of nope. So go ahead, crack open a silt with your new BFF and life coach, Megan herself, me, and let's dive into today's show. Welcome to today's episode where we are going to be talking about being enough for everyone. Spoiler alert, it doesn't work ever. So I was scrolling the gram the other day, probably at 3 a.m., and I came across this girl. She's an influencer. She has a big following. And she was speaking about how she feels so trapped in this box by the internet. And although the internet allows her to live her life that she ultimately loves and adores, and it's a life of freedom, it's also a life of feeling so trapped. And I want to go ahead and share the clip here. Her name is Nicole Alexson. I don't know. I've actually never said her name out loud. But she owns the TSL collection, and her clothes are amazing. She is amazing. And I really just thought this clip was really remarkable because at the end of the day, we all feel trapped by some sort of box. And I think that this clip here really sheds light on when we try to be so much for everyone, we end up losing ourselves completely in the process. So here is the clip.
A dark place about 6 months ago. Trigger warning, suicide. I wanted to commit suicide 7 months ago. And I'm here. I'm fucking here. And I'm not gonna let other people tell me what I can and can't do with my fucking body. And I'm going to inspire women and help women who felt the same way as me, who felt like I either could be a fitness girl or a self-love girl. I couldn't be both because there wasn't room, or I had to be blonde because that's what people wanted, or I had to wear a certain clothing because that's what people wanted. I'm sick of fitting in a fucking box, and I'm so happy I'm no longer allowing myself to do that.
And with that being said, when I'm talking about missing my old energy or missing any of that, I want you guys to know if you're searching for self-love through a certain body type, you're not going to find it. Self-love is an energy. It's an amazing energy. It's a beautiful energy, and it's something that has saved my life time and time again, is looking myself in the mirror and knowing that I don't have to fit everyone else's narrative. I don't have to be blonde. I don't have to be fit. I don't even have to represent body positivity because I'm not even the face of that. I'm a white woman. Like, I don't have to do anything that anyone makes me feel like I have to do. And I want you guys to know that. I want you guys to learn from me and know that you can spend your whole life trying to make everyone happy, and it's just going to hurt you because you are not focusing on making yourself happy. I've just been waking up feeling so beautiful for the first time in so long. And when I say beautiful, I want you guys to know again, that doesn't mean beautiful looks wise. Everything is so attached to our looks in our society. And when I say I wake up feeling beautiful, it means that I wake up with this energy of self-worth and self-love and knowing that I am here to protect myself and take care of myself and love myself, and hopefully that will shine on to other people. And I want that to shine on to you guys because you guys deserve that. And I think that's the only really reason I have a following, and it's because you guys deserve to have I guess that represented to you and shown to you that it's possible to come from a very dark place and pick yourself back up again. And I just love you guys so much. I could talk about this all day.
So after listening to this clip, we are able to look at and understand that she thought there was only room for her to be a fitness influencer. And then when she realized that the fitness industry was ruining her body, much like it ruined mine and her mind, and you're just in this destructive pattern that clearly nobody around you sees, which blows my mind, because that version of unhealthy is so much more unhealthy than the version of me now with an extra 15, 20 pounds on me than when I was 40 pounds underweight. It just blows my mind how people never have a problem when somebody is skinny. When people are skinny, they have the most health issues. Like, I don't understand why society is not understanding that skinny does not mean healthy at all. And also too, there are women who are out here starving themselves who look like me, weigh 180 something pounds, and they don't eat. And you would never for one moment be like, oh, that girl needs to eat a hamburger. But then you say a comment to her about how she's fat and now she's gonna starve for the next 3 weeks. I've lived a life where my entire life I've struggled with body image and body weight and body dysmorphia and body permanence, which is something I actually just wrote a post about in Cafe Confidence. So if you are looking for a next level crew for your next level you, go ahead and click on the link below. The conversation around this needs to change. And my mom reached out the other day and asked me a question about a body. And I said, Mom, you don't get to have an opinion about someone's body. And I am not faulting her. I am not telling her. I'm just trying to help her understand where and how words around women's body, whether it be praise, mostly praise, or negativity, impacts them for the worse. Because if you are overweight and you lose weight and somebody loves you, your worst nightmare is that people love you more when you're skinny, because it comes true every single time. Now, it's not just because you're skinny that people love you more, it's because you are putting out the vibe that you are more lovable than you were when you felt unworthy. And so that's why it happens. It's not because you're skinny, it's because you're finally in a place where you feel like you should be worthy of love and you feel like you should be worthy of praise. It has nothing to do with the size of your pants or the size of your body or how big your butt is. It is just that you now feel worthy of love, and that is why you receive love. But when you are in that mindset of lack, 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 the only thing you can think about is the reason why people love me now is because I'm skinny. And I've been there. I've been there, and it's come true in my mind every single time. So Nicole was basically saying how when she was a fitness influencer, people loved her for her fitness, and they loved her for her mindset, and they loved her for her body, and they loved her for everything she was as a fitness influencer. And she was also really young. And that's the thing that I don't believe people understand, is as we age and we grow, our bodies are going to change. And we don't know how many miles she's put into ruining her metabolism before she decided to fucking heal it, okay? And we should never, ever, ever, ever judge someone or make someone a pedestal poster child for XYZ, because they have the right to change at any moment. So then she goes and she talks about how once she was done with her eating disorder, because she realized how unhealthy it was and how her body was, you know, she was hurting her body, and she realized that there's another way, she decided to heal. And when you heal from an eating disorder, you most likely are going to gain weight, because you went from not eating or binging or over-exercising, which was what I love to do, and you just went from one version of output or lack of input, and now you're not moving as much and you're eating more because you're trying to restore that relationship with food. And if you are someone who has never struggled with food, I will tell you, it is a battle that I do not wish on anyone. This battle of the food struggle, of being afraid to go out to eat, looking at foods and them actually scaring you, them you thinking that if you just smell something, you gain weight. Like, this is real if you are deep, deep, deep in the middle of a bad mindset around food, and you're going to the point where you're not eating and you are destroying your body for the love from other people. Like, that is just straight up fucked up. So she decided to heal her metabolism. So shout out to that. Heal her relationship with food. Amen. And she gained weight, and she owns this clothing company. And like I said, I don't own anything from it, but I would like to, because everyone says the quality is chef's kiss, top notch. So she goes on and she talks about how now that she is, you know, over the hump. So she started to gain weight, and then she fell into a depression. I don't know. I've never actually talked to her in my life, but I've just been watching her for a little bit. And it doesn't seem like she fell into the depression because of her own weight gain. It seems like she fell into the depression because of what other people were saying about her weight gain. And this poor fucking girl was just trying to heal herself, for her future, for her children, for her love, for her life, for her soul. And these people on the internet are knocking her the fuck down. Like, that is not okay. So she fell into a depression, which I do not wish on anybody, and shout out solidarity. And she came out of it and she said, okay, now I want to start moving my body. And she posted some images or videos of her working out, and she got a lot of hate because people are like, well, you're the body positivity girl, you're not allowed to work out. I'm sorry, what? Everyone is entitled to move their body. Everyone is entitled to eat however and whatever the fuck they want. And let me tell you, this girl is probably healthier than all of the trolls on the internet telling her that she's unhealthy. It just truly and honestly blows my mind how people think that they can shove people into a corner, or they create this perception of them in their mind, and then that's the perception that the stranger that they don't even know needs to now stay in this box. And I read this quote once. It's honestly my favorite quote on planet Earth. And it says, if you love someone, you need to be prepared to go to 100 funerals of who they once were. And I love that, because if you are not going to funerals every single week or every single month or every single year, then you need some new people around you, because growth, if you're not growing, you're dying. And I think that Nicole is just a great example of, she shares her life on the internet, which isn't easy. B, she's willing to try new ways to better her life. Nobody else gets a say in how she does that. She is bettering her own life for her. So I just thought that this was an interesting episode, and just, I don't want to go too deep on body image stuff, because I'm going to have some guests on and we'll go deep on that. But I just think that this is a great example of, if you are struggling to try to fit into one box, if you are struggling to please everyone, to take this as your sign to stop pleasing people, to stop fitting in boxes, to stop trying to please other people's unrealistic expectations of who they expect you to be when you don't even know those expectations, and those expectations don't even align with you. You are not responsible for anyone's perception of who you are. You are not responsible for what they think about you. You are not responsible of what they think you should do. You are responsible for you and for doing things that fulfill your soul. So, with that being said, I hope you have a wonderful day. And if you, again, want to follow her, I'll put her info down below. She's a great human. She has a great clothing collection. And also, if you want to join Cafe Confidence, which is a community membership where I post all different things, there's all different sections on happiness, confidence, anxiety, feeling alone. There's a new playlist released every single month. There are live events happening every month. And it's just a great community where we practice to grow and evolve through the uncomfortable, because your next level you needs a next level crew. So if you want to join Cafe Confidence, it's $1 a day. You can go ahead and click on the link below. I would love to have you in there. It is truly and honestly, it's my heart in it. It's my heart on the internet. If I can help other people feel not so alone and not feel stuck and feel understood and seen and grow using practical, useful tips, I'm in all day. And also, if you're wondering, why is it $30? The reason why it's $1 a day is because I want to make this affordable and easy to attain for people who feel like they have nothing else to give. And this community is for people who want to grow and who want to become better, but they can't afford the memberships that are, you know, $250 a month. I want to be the person who allows them to have a space that is positive and impactful for a dollar a day. So all of that to say, I hope that this was an eye-opening moment to show you that your words and words of others around you do make an impact. Sometimes you do need to have conversations with loved ones and say, that ain't it, sis, you know, but in a much nicer way. And then also to just understand that you don't have to fit in anyone's box. All right, thank you for tuning into this episode. For now, Megan herself,